Chapter 13. Hello, and welcome to today's podcast episode where we'll be discussing one of the most profound texts of ancient India, the Bhagavad Gita. Specifically, today we're going to talk about Chapter 13. Now, before we dive into the chapter, let's first understand what the Bhagavad Gita is all about. It is a 700-verse Hindu scripture that is a part of the ancient Sanskrit epic, the Mahabharata. The text is believed to have been written between 400 BCE and 200 BCE and is considered to be one of the most influential philosophical and religious texts in the world's history. Chapter 13 of the Bhagavad Gita is titled The Yoga of the Distinction Between the Field and the Knower of the Field. In this chapter, Lord Krishna teaches Arjuna about the nature of the self and the material world. He explains the concept of the field and the knower of the field, and how understanding this distinction can lead to spiritual enlightenment. So what exactly is the field? In the context of the Bhagavad Gita, the field refers to the material world, which includes everything from our bodies to the objects around us. Lord Krishna explains that the field is constantly changing and is subject to the three modes of material nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. On the other hand, the knower of the field refers to the eternal, unchanging self that resides within each one of us. Lord Krishna explains that this self is beyond the material world and is not subject to the three modes of material nature. He goes on to say that the ultimate goal of yoga is to realize this eternal self and attain spiritual liberation. But how can one attain this realization? Lord Krishna explains that it can be achieved through knowledge, renunciation, and devotion. He describes the qualities of a person who has attained spiritual enlightenment and explains that such a person is free from the dualities of pleasure and pain, is compassionate towards all living beings, and sees the same divine essence in all. Now, let's dive deeper into some of the key concepts discussed in Chapter 13. One of the most important teachings of the chapter is the distinction between the body and the self. Lord Krishna explains that the body is just a temporary vessel that houses the eternal self. He compares the body to a field and the self to the farmer who cultivates the field. He explains that just as the farmer is not the field, the self is not the body. This distinction is crucial because it helps us understand that we are not just our physical bodies. We are something much deeper and more profound, the eternal self that resides within us. By realizing this, we can transcend the limitations of the material world and attain spiritual liberation. Another key teaching of this chapter is the importance of knowledge. Lord Krishna explains that true knowledge is not just about understanding the material world, but also understanding the self. He describes this knowledge as the knowledge of the field and the knower of the field. He goes on to say that this knowledge is the key to attaining spiritual enlightenment. By understanding the distinction between the field and the knower of the field, we can realize the eternal self and attain liberation from the cycle of birth and death. Finally, Lord Krishna emphasizes the importance of devotion in attaining spiritual enlightenment. He explains that devotion is not just about performing religious rituals, but about cultivating a deep love and connection with the divine. He describes the qualities of a devotee as someone who is humble, pure, peaceful, and free from attachment and hatred. By cultivating these qualities and devoting ourselves to the divine, we can attain spiritual enlightenment and transcend the limitations of the material world. So there you have it, a brief overview of chapter 13 of the Bhagavad Gita and its key teachings on the nature of the self, the material world, and the path to spiritual enlightenment. It is important to note that the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita are not just limited to the context of ancient India. The concepts discussed in this text are universal and can be applied to our lives today, regardless of our cultural or religious background. For example, the distinction between the body and the self can help us understand that we are not just our physical appearances or the role we play in society. We are something much deeper and more profound. And by realizing this, we can cultivate a sense of inner peace and contentment. Similarly, the teachings on knowledge, renunciation, and devotion can help us lead a more fulfilling and purposeful life. By seeking knowledge and understanding ourselves better, we can make informed choices that align with our values and beliefs. By practicing renunciation and letting go of attachment to material things, we can free ourselves from the constant cycle of desire and dissatisfaction. And by cultivating devotion and connecting with something much greater than ourselves, we can find meaning and purpose in our life. In conclusion, Chapter 13 of the Bhagavad Gita is a rich and profound text that offers timeless teachings on the nature of the self, the material world, and the path to spiritual enlightenment. Whether you're on a spiritual journey or simply seeking a deeper understanding of yourself and the world around you, the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita can offer valuable insights and guidance. So thank you for tuning in to today's podcast episode. I hope you found the discussion on Chapter 13 of the Bhagavad Gita enlightening and informative. As always, stay curious and keep exploring.